Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Falun Dafa practitioners give thanks and greetings to Master Li Hongzhi. India, World Falun Dafa Day 2018 celebrated in several cities. Washington, D.C., Forum on Quitting the Chinese Communist Party held in Congressional Office Building. New York, large-scale character formation to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. Binhai Prison in Tianjin continues to abuse Falun Gong practitioners. And proclamations and congratulatory letters from government officials celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. Now for the stories.
Falun Dafa practitioners give thanks and greetings to Master Li Hongzhi. May 13, 2018 marks the 26th anniversary of Falun Dafa's public introduction and the 19th World Falun Dafa Day. Practitioners around the world sent greetings to Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa, and expressed their gratitude for the health and spiritual benefits they have gained from the self-cultivation practice. A practitioner from Ningxia, China wrote, "I am 81 years old. I started to practice Falun Dafa in 1997. I used to have Meniere's disease, stomach disease, and arthritis. I tried all kinds of Western and Chinese medicine to no avail, but Falun Dafa healed all of them. I was illiterate, but I've gained wisdom from cultivation. Now I can read all the Dafa books. Master Li, I thank you for saving my life." Ms. Jiao, who lives in St. Louis, Missouri, had a similar experience. She said, "I had hyperplasia, and I tried many therapies, but they didn't work. After practicing Falun Dafa for a few days, the problem was gone. Due to the disease, three fingers on my left hand were always numb, and that problem was healed too. Moreover, my hands and feet were always cold before. In winter, I had to soak them in hot water for a long time every night. However, on the first day of my practice, my feet felt warm. Ever since that night, I haven't had to soak them in hot water." A practitioner who works at the University of Geneva in Switzerland said she could not work due to illness when she was 40. A relative recommended Falun Dafa to her. After she read Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa, she started practicing. She was only able to stand for 10 minutes at first, but 6 months later, she recovered from her illnesses and went back to work. Even though she also stopped taking a special medicine, her doctor found that her health had improved. Perhaps most importantly, Falun Dafa has also brought to practitioners enlightenment on the meaning and direction of life.
India, World Falun Dafa Day 2018 celebrated in several cities. Falun Dafa practitioners in India organized exercise demonstrations, study sessions, and seminars in various cities to commemorate World Falun Dafa Day, the special day marking 26 years since the introduction of the practice in China. Practitioners also used the opportunity to raise awareness about the ongoing brutal persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners in China. A major festival was celebrated in Nagpur, which was attended by hundreds of people. A group exercise practice was held in a Nagpur park and flyers were distributed to passers-by. Some people who were watching were keen to learn the exercises. While practitioners did the Falun Dafa meditation exercise, children enjoyed making paper lotus flowers in workshops and making greetings for Master Li, the founder of the practice. In Bangalore, practitioners assembled at a popular park where they demonstrated the exercises and meditation and distributed informational flyers to passers-by. In Mumbai, local practitioners demonstrated the exercises at the Equal Streets Festival in Bandra. In Pune, practitioners raised awareness about Falun Dafa at the Taljai Hill area. In Kolkata, Delhi, Hyderabad, and various other cities, local practitioners taught the exercises to people and spread the message of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, the core principles of Falun Dafa.
Washington, D.C. Forum on Quitting the Chinese Communist Party held in Congressional Office Building. A forum on the milestone of 300 million quitting the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations was held in a Congressional Office Building in Washington, D.C. on May 9, 2018. Since the editorial Nine Commentaries on the Communist Party was published by the Epoch Times in late 2004, more than 300 million Chinese have renounced the CCP and its affiliated organizations. The movement has caught the attention of the international community. Senior House Representative Steve King sent a letter to House Speaker Paul Ryan proclaiming the importance of Chinese citizens quitting the CCP. The letter will be listed in the Congressional Record. Congressman Steve King stated in the letter, "Tuyidang literally means withdraw from the party. The Tuyidang movement is contributing to the liberation of the minds of the Chinese people and helping to peacefully break the cycle of indoctrination that the Chinese Communist Party uses against the Chinese people. Tuyidang allows individuals to renounce the oaths they made to the Communist Party, the Communist Youth League, and the Communist Young Pioneers. Tuyidang is not a political movement and does not provide political solutions. It simply helps Chinese people reclaim their God-given conscience. The Tuyidang movement, as one of the largest and longest grassroots movements in 5,000 years of Chinese history, is peacefully guiding Chinese people to renew the moral foundation of China that is grounded in authentic Chinese culture and traditions. The objective of the Tuyidang movement, first and foremost, is to cut the spiritual ties of each and every individual to communism so that they can return to their traditional values and freely pursue God. The weakening of the CCP from within would be beneficial to the entire world. The Tuyidang movement has brought to the international community a renewed vision of a new China without the CCP and a world without infiltration of communists." Congressman Dana Rohrabacher of California spoke at the forum and said, "I know the sacrifices made. Without any chance of overwhelming these gangsters that control China, they stood firm and strong, inspired other Chinese people, and inspired the world. So it is my pleasure to be here and to make sure that the message goes out that we are on the side of the people of China." House Representative Chris Smith of New Jersey, chair of the Congressional Executive Commission on China, sent a letter supporting the movement to quit the CCP. He stated in the letter, "The movement has changed hearts and minds in China and freed so many from the CCP's indoctrination and corruption." According to Congressional Record, communist regimes around the world have led to the killing of 135 million people. China experts believe that the actual figure may be much greater and that compared to the physical destruction, the most serious crime of communism is depriving people of their freedom of belief and destroying moral systems and traditional values.
New York, large-scale character formation to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. May 13th marks the 19th World Falun Dafa Day and is also the 67th birthday of Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa. Nearly 1,000 practitioners in New York came to Governor's Island to form the Chinese characters Falun Dafa is Good to celebrate this special occasion. The practitioners ranged from kindergartners to those in their 80s. Some have practiced over 20 years, while some have only recently joined the practice. Chu Tian, who recently graduated from Syracuse University with a degree in bioengineering, stated, "Back in 2014, my mother was sick, and her friend brought a copy of Juan Falun. I saw it and immediately knew that it was something I had been waiting for. Ever since childhood, I had a thought that there is something that I am looking for, and once I obtain it, everything around me would be wonderful." He said he stopped playing video games and later let go of many attachments, such as jealousy and his overly competitive nature. A freshman at Pennsylvania State University talked about her experience. "After being diagnosed with congenital amblyopia at 8, I began to learn Falun Dafa following my mother. Later on, my vision improved significantly, and the doctors said it was a miracle. Chiahua said that in addition to physical benefits, she was impressed by the uplifting of her mind nature. She commented, "Reading Juan Falun brought me peace and happiness because I became calmer and more rational. It is the best thing for me, and I always look forward to group Fa study." Liu Bidan, who just graduated from the State University of New York at Buffalo, agrees. "Many of my friends and peers are puzzled by life and drifted along with many bad habits. I am fortunate to follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, which has helped me to become more compassionate and considerate." Yi Rong, from the New York Falun Dafa Association, explained the purpose of the event. She said, "Before the persecution started in 1999, practitioners in China sometimes held large-scale character formations, which was very impressive." She said that New York has a large number of practitioners who have performed character formations a few times, like they have done in Taiwan. She said that in addition to celebrating World Falun Dafa Day and Mr. Li's birthday, the character formation also helps society. She said, "Falun Dafa promotes the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. By recognizing and agreeing with these principles, people will be blessed."
Binhai Prison in Tianjin continues to abuse Falun Gong practitioners. At least 22 Tianjin residents are still being held in the local Binhai prison for refusing to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. There are more practitioners incarcerated at the prison, but their identities are still being investigated. The prison authorities have resorted to various means in their attempts to force the imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners to give up their belief. The abuse continues to this day. Prison authorities invited a reform expert from Beijing to come and work on Falun Gong practitioners in November 2015. The expert directed the guards to place each practitioner in a separate cell where several inmates were assigned to watch the practitioner around the clock. The practitioners were not allowed to sleep for 15 consecutive days. Some practitioners succumbed to the sleep deprivation and wrote statements against their will, renouncing Falun Gong. The expert and the prison then claimed victory in reforming the practitioners. The prison authorities began to impose corporal punishment on the practitioners starting in December 2017. The guards plastered the walls of the practitioner cells with posters slandering Falun Gong. They forced the practitioners to stand for extended periods of time with their heads lowered and pressed against the wall. While inflicting physical harm on the practitioners, the guards also forced them to watch, listen to, and read materials that defamed Falun Gong. The practitioners were also forced to write out their thoughts on a regular basis. Four of the practitioners have been on a hunger strike for several years. The four practitioners have been force-fed on a regular basis. Two of the practitioners were taken to a hospital several times in critical condition. The prison, however, has refused to release them on medical parole.
Proclamations and congratulatory letters from government officials celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. May 13th is World Falun Dafa Day. Government officials in North America have issued proclamations, resolutions, and congratulatory letters to Falun Gong practitioners to commend Falun Gong in improving health and uplifting morality. Congratulatory letters were received from British Columbia, Canada, and proclamations of Falun Dafa Month were received from mayors in British Columbia. Mayor Lucas Herring of Barre, Vermont, issued a proclamation on May 8, 2018, naming May 13th as Falun Dafa Day in the city. A representative from the New England Falun Dafa Association accepted the proclamation. Mayors of 13 cities in the Greater Dallas area issued proclamations for Falun Dafa Day. Also in Texas, mayors from the cities of Addison, Allen, Arlington, Corinth, Garland, Highland Village, Louisville, Murphy, Plano, Southlake, Westlake, and White Settlement issued proclamations for Falun Dafa Day. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.